So we started last week to think about the question, what is human nature? It's an important question because you're asking, what am I? What am I? What is my nature? What am I going to be like because of that nature? What am I capable of because of my nature? What is human nature? It's a very obvious question. And we're going to think about, well, blaming and blindness and beautiful grace in a connection with that. So what is human nature? Last week we just had a little look at Genesis. We saw that our nature is a created nature. We saw that it is of the same stuff as everything else we see around us. We saw that God has placed us in a specific role between him and the animals. So we are not animals, but we are humans. We are his, made in his image, so we can relate to him and we can also relate to the animals. And we have a responsibility in his world to care for them. We also saw that God has endowed us with something beyond just our bodies. Something that can live on without our bodies. And that is called often in the Bible the soul or the spirit. And that is part of who we are as well. So that was just us beginning to think about this. And everyone is like this. Every human being in the world has the same nature. We also began to think about Genesis 3 and the fall, and we began to think about how when Eve first of all was tempted and Adam followed, how their nature was such that it was capable of throwing off its role and responsibility that God had given them. Because God said, don't do this. I'm God. You mustn't do this. You're a creature. I'm the creator. You're the creature. That's your role. And so if I, as creator, give you something to do, you do it. But they didn't do it. They threw off their role because they wanted to make up their own roles. And we see that in society today. People want to invent themselves to be whatever they want to be, and they're not concerned about their role in creation or their role in family or their role as citizens or anything like that. They want to be what they want to be, and ultimately we all want to be our own God. Well, if we just go a little bit further, so as a verse in Isaiah, right at the beginning of Isaiah we studied back in the summer, in chapter 1, where God says animals know their place, but people don't. He says the ox knows its owner, the ass knows its master's stall, but Israel doesn't know. My people don't consider. You know, even animals know their place, but people often don't. Now there's a little bit further we're going to go in the story now, and we're familiar with this bit too, where God comes after the sin, after Adam and Eve have said, we want to be God. We don't want God to tell us what to do. God comes to them and says, he is God and they're not God. They thought they were for a moment, but they're not. Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from? The man said, the woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate it. Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. Now, here again is a revelation of our nature, what you and I are naturally like. And that is, not only do we want to invent our own role, we don't want to take responsibility for the true role that we have. We want to blame others for when things go wrong. We think of ourselves that it can't possibly be us who are wrong. It's got to be someone else. It's got to be the fault of my upbringing or my environment. It's got to be my parents' fault. It's got to be my brother's fault, my sister's fault. You know, it's the fault of the workplace that I work in. It's the fault of the traumas I suffered in the past. You know, it's the fault of someone else that I've fallen out with or whatever. It's their fault. It's not my fault. It's Eve's fault. It's not my fault, says Adam. It's the serpent's fault. It's not my fault, says Eve. This is human nature. It involves pride. That is, that we think more of ourselves than we really should. And pride means we're blind to what we really are. We're not seeing the truth about ourselves. And pride and blindness leave us to think that we can pass judgments on others without ourselves being due the same judgments. So we judge people. It's not my fault, it's her fault. And with judgment goes blame. And we live in that kind of society. A blame culture. And the reason why we have a blame culture, and it's increasingly like that, is because more and more our society is being determined by human nature and not by the grace of God. Because as the Christian gospel has been excluded more and more from our nation, and people are left to themselves, it's their nature that is going to be exposed. And people don't like to accept their roles. They're proud. They think more of themselves than they should. And this is us. This is ourselves. We think more of ourselves than we should. We're blind to what we really are. So that when things go wrong, we want to judge people for them going wrong. And we want to blame people for when they go wrong. And we're not recognizing that the problem is it's our nature. It's human nature. So we come to the... here's the headings I'm going to go through very quickly. We're going to look at the situation today. And we'll try and explain it. We're going to find some inspiration from Jesus. And we're going to try and apply that. So we read in John chapter 9, this opening passage of the chapter. As Jesus went along, he saw a man blind from birth. The disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life." Now, the situation of society is determined by the situation of its citizens. And citizens each have a human nature. We're all the same. We're all the same nature. And so whatever our nature is going to determine what we are and what our society is. And here the disciples are showing their human nature very much. So they see a man born blind. The man begging is born blind. And they take to themselves a position that they haven't got. The position of God. The position of being able to pass judgments. Thinking much more of themselves as disciples than they should. It's all Adam and Eve again. It's all there again. Thinking much more of themselves. They look at the man and they say, "Whose fault is it? Who do we blame?" And in their minds, they are wanting to not be judged themselves. They don't want to have any questions asked about themselves, although Jesus will certainly do that. They want to find fault with others. They want to say, "Well, was this, he's blind, is that fault with himself? Or is it his parents' fault? Whose fault is it?" Now this is such a normal thing that we might think there's nothing wrong with that. And the reason we might think there's nothing wrong with that is because of the fact that we have the same nature as the disciples. We are blind to the fact that we constantly do that. Whose fault is it? We constantly take the position of God. We constantly want to think more of ourselves than we should. We want to take control, and we can't see that we can't judge. We're not in a position to judge. We can't see that. But we want to judge, and we want to to blame. We want to point the finger, and this is our society. This is because of human nature. We live in what we call a blame culture. The blame culture is not because, you know, we've become more liable to go to law or something like that. We have done. But the blame culture is because of human nature. It's because that's what we're like. It's because, as we saw even back when Adam and Eve fall, the immediate thing they do is they manifest their nature. And their nature is a blaming nature. It's a proud, blind, judging, blaming nature. Now think about the news this week. COVID inquiry. What's that about? Well, I suppose ostensibly it's about finding out how we could do better next time. And I'm sure that's what is in people's minds. But in the tabloid press line, it's about finding scapegoats. And we read the tabloid press because we want to blame. We want to find blame. Which politician got it wrong? Which scientist got it wrong? Or whatever it is. And so we're looking for the juicy revelations of guilt. Because we want to take that role where we can say, aha, it was him. Or maybe it was her. In the news this week, the Scottish educational attainment measurement has gone down. That's a really, really sad and serious thing. Scotland used to have undoubtedly the best education system in the world because it was based on Christian values. And maybe in a week or two, we'll examine human nature and education. But now, what's happened? Well, it's not been determined by Christian values anymore. It's been determined by human nature. And so, there's blame. People want to blame one another. And in the same sort of category, the Scottish Government has £1 billion black hole in its spending. In its budget. And what happens? Well, sadly, we have a system which makes blame easy. The Scottish Government can say to the regional councils, you're not spending your money well. Or it can say to Holyrood, not to Holyrood, but to Westminster, you're not giving us enough money. But Westminster can say to the Scottish Government, you're not spending your money well. And the councils can say to Holyrood, you're not giving us enough money. And so no one's actually taking any role of, you know, this is our responsibility here. It's blame. And you see that constantly. And then the taxpayers, of course, maybe the parents with their kids in the schools, people are not happy about public services generally. You know, we can blame. We can blame Highland Council, or we can blame Holyrood, or we can more likely probably blame Westminster, I suppose. And we don't take responsibility. We have a part to play in making sure society is not determined by human nature, but is determined by godly values, Christian values, that will rescue our society from its decline. We have a part to play. There's no point in pointing your finger and saying, it's not my responsibility. Westminster gets it wrong. They're not giving us enough money. Or, you know, right locally, you know, sometimes parents blame teachers. Sometimes, you know, I don't see teachers that are blaming parents so much, but that may happen too. That's not a happy situation for a school or for teachers. And we keep on doing this. You know, it's not me, it's the demon drink. It's not me, it's the other driver. It's not me, it's the person I've fallen out with. It's their fault. It's human nature. Pride. Blindness, judging, blaming, is human nature. And it's tedious. It's really, really tedious. It's really, really depressing. It's horrible to be in a society which has lost its sense of God and its grace. It's whose fault was it, Jesus, that this man's blind? Imagine we lived in a society where people didn't say, well, I'm not going to blame the teacher, I'm not going to blame the counsellors in Inverness, I'm not going to blame, you know, Holyrood. I'm going to take responsibility for the bit that I can do. And if everyone did that, if no one took a pride position and said, I don't need to be in my role, I can take the role of God and judge everyone and blame everyone. If instead we all said, let's just say, well, my role is, you know, I'm a parent. My role is, you know, I'm a taxpayer. My role is, you know, I'm a counsellor, whatever it is. My role is, I will take my role seriously and I will seek to fulfil it as best I can with the help of God. The Pharisees in this story, they've got a role. And the role that the Pharisees should be taking is to let God be God and let him work as he wants to work through Jesus. And if he wants to heal on the Sabbath day, then that's absolutely fine. It's God. He made the Sabbath. He can do what he likes on the Sabbath day. But instead, human nature. The Pharisees are proud. The Pharisees are blind. The Pharisees judge. The Pharisees blame. And that's all happening in this story. The Pharisees couldn't heal a cockroach, let alone a man. But they want to blame the man who can heal, even though they can't do anything themselves. And again, in our society, you know, we can't fix society, but we want to blame those who are in roles we think where they should be fixing society. But actually, we can fix a little bit of society, the bit that we have responsibility for. And we can pray for those who have got bigger roles, perhaps, than we have, that they'll be able to do their bit as well. But, you know, blaming and judging is what we do. It's part of our nature. And without God, that's what we will do. And instead of taking responsibility, we'll want to talk about how others have gone wrong. For the Pharisees, it's an eternal disaster. An eternal disaster. Their pride is going to cause many of them to miss the help that they could have had from God through Jesus Christ. Just like Adam and Eve, why are you standing before God blaming one another when you could be just bowing before God and saying, have mercy, we went wrong. We stepped out of our role. We tried to take your role, God. Please forgive us. We all need to do this. We need to recognize where we're responsible and take that responsibility instead of taking the spotlight off ourselves and our pride and in our blindness and focusing on others and thinking we can judge them and we can blame them. That gets no one anywhere, except it just makes things worse for everyone. We need something better. So that was a little bit of the situation. The explanation, I think I've really already, if you like, gone through it. The explanation is human nature. I mean, it's kind of obvious when you think about it. You know, why is society the way it is? Well, it's because society is made up of people. And people are the way they are. That's what makes society the way it is. And why are people the way they are? Well, because of their nature. Because of actually what they are, as they are, you know, as people. And you know, obviously, your environment and your upbringing, all these things have a role to play, but it's your nature that's going to determine you. And you can see that so obviously in a family with several children, they all turn out very differently. And it's not just about the environment that they're brought up in. It's not about it's what's in them as well. It's what their nature is. Anyone who's had children will notice that. But we come down to this. Our nature causes us to blame. It was her fault. It was the serpent's fault. It causes us to blame. You know, I don't think that you did right in this situation. Now, no word about what I did. No word about me taking responsibility. It's someone else. And therefore, you know, and we say this to God too. And often we do as Christians even. You know, God, why did you do that? Why did you treat me like this? Why have you left me like this? Why is my situation like this? It's his fault. And as long as we're doing that, we're taking the spotlight of our human nature, of ourselves, and of what we need to do. And so we excuse ourselves from having to obey God. It's his fault. Yeah, I won't trust you. I won't obey you. And so I'll go out of the service today and I'll put God in his place. I'll go out of the service today and I'll still be proud. I'll still be blind. I'll still be judging. I'll still be blaming. Because God's to blame. It's his fault. No word about taking our responsibilities then. It's his fault. We walk out the door. Even as Christians, we can do this. We put God in his place. The serpent you put with me, it's your fault, God. You put the serpent here. It's your fault. It's your fault, God. You put the woman here who gave me the fruit. It's your fault, God. You put Roddy as my minister. It's your fault, God. So we see this in the passage. This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath. You know, Jesus is wrong, so we don't need to listen to him. They blame him for healing the Sabbath, and they made up the rules about this. You know, they said that, you know, making mad was kneading, like kneading bread, ridiculous. They said that putting mud on a guy's eyes was anointing. That was, they said, you can't do that either. And you know, like there's another one as well. It's just ridiculous rules they had. Proud, blind, judging, blaming, Pharisees. And God was, you know, Jesus was at fault. So we don't need to listen to him. Don't do that today. Don't go out of the service today saying it's God's fault. Because then you'll just be left to your own nature. I know as Christians we can do that very, very easily. The middle one there, we know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from. And the man says, well, but he just healed me. I was blind. Who can heal blind people? Only God can do that. Of course you know where he comes from. If you were not from God, he could do nothing. But that was the Pharisees. No. They were blind to God. Blind to God and Jesus. Because they wanted to take a role of God. They wanted to write the laws. They wanted to tell everyone else what to do. But they didn't want to take any blame themselves. And the blind man, however, he accepted his role. God, Jesus sent him, go. And he went. And he came home seeing. And then later on in the story, Jesus heard it, threw him out of the synagogue, that was. And he said, do you believe in the Son of Man? Who is he? Tell me so I may believe in him. This man is right up for taking his responsibilities. You know, they've just chucked him out of the synagogue, which was where he would have got much of his help as a blind man in the past, because it was a social security network. But he's saying, I'm not going back to that. I'm not going to deny what's just happened here. God has worked in my life. So tell me, I want to believe. And Jesus said, it's me, the one speaking with you. And he believes and he worships. And you can see what happens when people take their responsibility seriously. So, as long as in society, or as long as we ourselves are the ones who think we see, the ones who are proud, we're blind, and we can judge and we can blame, we'll stay blind and we'll just keep on blaming other people. Jesus said that. Now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains. We need to see this about our nature. We need to see this pride, this blindness, this judging, this blame is part of us. And if we're left there, if we're stuck with that, like our society seems to be at the moment, it's getting worse because of human nature. Well, we go back to the beginning, just as we come to a close here, for inspiration. An inspiration from Jesus. The disciples, in their pride, they want to take the role of God. They want to judge the blind man and his parents. And Jesus says, this is not what it's about. This happened, he was born blind, so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. In other words, Jesus is saying to him, look, you've got to think differently. You've got to not go with your nature. You've got to not just be like everyone else. Christians, you've got to not be like everyone else. You've got to not be like the society saying it's the government's fault. You know, it's my next door neighbor's fault. It's the person I've fallen out with's fault. We've got to step up and we've got to take responsibility for our role. And our role is to bring grace into society. And this is what Jesus is saying. Look, the reason this man is blind is because God wants to do something wonderful. The reason that you're in this situation that isn't working out between you and other people is that you as a Christian have got to be something wonderful in that situation, and you have got to make it different. You've got to take a role in Christ. So think in this way. This is another situation where human nature needs God's help. Have you fallen out with someone? Then think, this is a situation where human nature needs God's help. And I'm a Christian, I've got to go to that person, and I've got to sort it out with them as much as is in my power, in total humility, and not go with my nature. And are we blaming someone for something? You know, take responsibility, step back from that. Don't blame them. But think about yourself. Think about, maybe, just going back, maybe this has happened so that the work of God can be displayed in your life and in their lives. Something different. Something from God. This is what our society needs. It's like that dried up stream bed just now. It needs the water of life. And we're the people that must bring that in the church and in our community, the church in Scotland. So what do we need to do? We need to think grace. Not human nature. We need not think who sinned. We need to think how is God's work going to be displayed in this situation? What is my role here? My role as a Christian is not to be proud, blind, judging and blaming. My role as a Christian is not to live by my human nature. My role as a Christian is to live with the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. My role as a Christian is to bring the work of God into the community. Think grace. This is an opportunity for God to work. So, finally, we see a society in great need. And the reason is, we're all blind from birth. It's our nature to be blind. It's our nature to be proud. It's our nature to think far more of ourselves than we should. To think that we must be right and they must be wrong. That's human nature. And it's wearisome. It's destructive. It's horrible. It's the cause of fallouts It's the cause of breakups. It's the cause of wars in our world. Yeah, it's the cause of people being stratified into different situations. Some people being put down there, other people raising themselves up. There's always that kind of thing going on because people are proud. People are blind to how proud they are and how much they think of themselves, how much they really want to be God, and how much they think they have the right to judge and to blame. And we have none of that. None of it at all. It's just our nature to think that we have. We need grace. We need God's help in our sight. And we need to look at ourselves. We need to look at ourselves. And we need to think grace in every situation. You'll catch yourself today. Hopefully, if you're thinking about what we're thinking about here, you'll catch yourself today following your own nature. You'll find yourself blaming people. You'll find yourself judging people. You'll find yourself not taking responsibility for your role, whether it was the role, you know, as a citizen or as a Christian or as a neighbour or as a friend or as an employee or employer or, you know, a husband or a wife, you know, whatever it is. You'll find yourself saying, must be their fault. That's human nature. Have we got more than human nature? Yes. We are Jesus Christ. Who sinned? Don't think about that. This happened so that the work of God might be revealed. If things are bad, then it's because people are following human nature. But we have Christ. We have the Holy Spirit. And things need to be different because of that.